Let's read together Deuteronomy chapter 18. In this chapter, four areas of requirement for Israel under the law are covered. These areas had been mentioned in the law before, but now we have some more detail given here in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Let's begin by reading the first eight verses. Deuteronomy chapter 18, beginning with verse 1. The priests, the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portion. Therefore they shall have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he said to them. And this shall be the priest's right from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it is a bull or sheep. They shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach. The first fruits of your grain, and your new wine, and your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep you shall give him. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. So if a Levite comes from any of your towns, from where he dwells among all Israel, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses, then he may serve in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have equal portions to eat, besides what comes from the sale of his inheritance. Let's begin our study of Deuteronomy chapter 18 with some background notes. The Mosaic Law was given to Israel at Mount Sinai soon after the children of Israel came out of Egypt. Now, 40 years later, the new generation of the children of Israel are on the plains of Moab, ready to cross the Jordan River and enter the land of promise. Before this new generation enters, Moses reviews the laws that God had given to his people, and here in Deuteronomy chapter 18, four areas of requirement are reviewed. In this chapter, we learn a few more details of these legal requirements. These four areas we will make our four doctrinal points for this talk. Number one, Israel was to establish the Levites. Number two, Israel was to eliminate occult practices. Number three, Israel was to expect the Messiah. And number four, Israel was to execute false prophets. Let's move then to our doctrinal teaching points for Deuteronomy chapter 18. Doctrinal point number one, Israel was to establish the Levites. Israel was to establish the Levites. Verses 1 through 8, the verses that we just read. The Levites, you remember, had no tribal territory in Israel, only 48 cities scattered throughout the land. The Levites were the priestly tribe in Israel. All Levites were not priests, only the family line of Aaron, but all Levites were to be involved in serving the Lord. Besides the tithes of the people, we see in verses 3 and 4 that the Levites were entitled to certain portions of the sacrificial offerings and certain first fruits given by the people. Verses 6 and 7 indicates that not all Levites were appointed to serve at the tabernacle and later the temple, but any Levite could volunteer to come up and serve at Jerusalem. So if a Levite comes from any of your towns, from where he dwells among all Israel, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses, then he may serve in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord. We see in verse 8 that the Levites shared equally as they served the Lord, but they could keep for themselves any profit they made from the sale of their personal or family possessions. So under the law, Israel was to establish the Levites. Doctrine point number two. Israel was to eliminate occult practices. Israel was to eliminate occult practices. Verses 9 through 14. Deuteronomy chapter 18, beginning now with verse 9. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. In these verses, we see one reason why God directed that the conquest was to be a clean sweep of the land. All of these occult activities listed in these verses were practiced by the foreign nations and the Canaanites. God was removing them and their practices from the land. Now, the term pass through the fire in verse 10 does not mean some kind of firewalking. No, it means child sacrifice. The term calling up the dead in verse 11 does not mean that it was actually possible to contact people who had died. No, these mediums would contact the demonic familiar spirits that had associated themselves with those who had died while these people were still living. These so-called familiar spirits could imitate those who had died. The same is true today. No medium or spiritist is able to actually contact the spirits of people who have died. No. However, they are able to contact demonic spirits who know about and can imitate the one who has died. The case of King Saul and the Witch of Endor in 1 Samuel chapter 28, I believe, was a unique case in which God allowed the spirit of the real Samuel to come back from the dead to pronounce judgment against King Saul. This is why the Witch of Endor herself was so surprised. She had never experienced anything like this before. All occult practices were not to be tolerated in Israel. Under the law, Israel was to eliminate occult practices. Doctrine point number 3. Israel was to expect the Messiah. Israel was to expect the Messiah. Verses 15 through 19. Deuteronomy chapter 18, beginning now with verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst. From your brethren, him you shall hear, according to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Who is the prophet like Moses that is in view here in this section of Deuteronomy chapter 18? Answer: in a general sense, it is the office of the prophet that would become the means of God speaking to his people when they entered the land. But ultimately, the specific fulfillment of this prophecy was in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Peter quotes this prophecy in reference to the Lord in Acts chapter 3. I'm reading from Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 23. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who has preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, and now comes the quote, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. From Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 23. And remember, the Jews asked John the Baptist in John chapter 1, verse 21, whether he was the prophet. They were referring to this prophecy here in Deuteronomy chapter 18. So there was an expectancy of the coming prophet in Israel at the time of Christ. But the people did not understand the prophecy correctly, and they rejected the Lord in whom the prophecy was fulfilled. Israel was to expect the Messiah, but they failed to acknowledge him as the Messiah when he appeared. Doctrine point number 4. Israel was to execute false prophets. Israel was to execute false prophets. Verses 20 through 22. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 20 through 22. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Question. What was the test of a true prophet in Israel? Multiple choice. Answer A. The true prophet was right some of the time. Answer B. The true prophet was right most of the time. Or answer C. The true prophet was right all of the time. And the right answer is C. The true prophet in Israel had to be right 100% of the time. And if he wasn't, it was evidence that he was not speaking the word of the Lord and was instead a false prophet. Verse 22. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. We see in verse 20 that false prophets in Israel were to be executed. They were to be silenced permanently. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. This stiff penalty would certainly be a protective barrier and limit the false teaching penetrating Israel if this law was carried out properly. This scripture also teaches us that while we don't execute false prophets in the church today, it is very important to the Lord that we don't tolerate false teaching. False teaching must be silenced with the excommunication of the false teachers. Israel was to execute false prophets. Practical application from Deuteronomy chapter 18. Keep your distance from occult practices. Keep your distance from occult practices. You know, a paraphrase of Deuteronomy 18:12 would be, God is disgusted with anyone involved in occult practices. All of these occult practices mentioned in verses 10 and 11 are still around today. These hidden things are real, but they are not good. They are connected with the demonic world of evil. So keep your distance from occult practices. Don't read horoscope and zodiac predictions. Not even just for fun. Don't play around with Ouija boards and magic cards, not even naively. Don't get involved in fantasy role-playing games with their evil characters. Don't consult tarot cards or any form of fortune-telling, not even if everyone else is doing it. Don't use crystals or other objects as a means of determining or controlling reality in any way. Not even if it appears so harmless. All of these things are doorways into the world of the occult. Keep yourself and your family protected. Keep your distance from occult practices.